Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com. With your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the third hour of Radio Law Talk. We always tell you, fasten your seatbelts because it's going to go fast. We love our third hour because we just boom, bombard and talk about some interesting cases that we're just going to hit the highlights. Then we have a case or no case. And at the very end, we do our quick takes. By the way, happy Mother's Day coming up tomorrow, Sunday.
Thank you.
Yep, Denise, you're welcome. And your sweet bride, Cal, I'm sure she's the mother of how many?
Mother of 9, 20 grandkids.
Wow.
And 5 great-grandchildren.
Wow.
And you know what? There's no more important job on the face of the earth than being a mother.
That's
no more.
I'm with you,
Kelly. If you're a mom, thank you. We love you and greatly.
Wow, 9, Donna. Welcome. Good. My wife, 4
kids.
Enough. But yeah, that's enough. But it's a lot of wonderful things out there with the mothers. And I appreciate the mothers. It makes you think back about your grandmothers and your mothers and what wonderful things they did. Do you not? You know, not to. I can do whatever I want, but I'm going to go back a little bit. Doesn't it, you look back at how life was simple when you're a kid, and it probably wasn't, but it's because you had your mother there to comfort you, and maybe not all people do, but I did, and it just seems like she was the calming effect in our family, where my dad was the tough Marine. He was a Marine, a cop, you know, so you say that, you understand, right? And a country farmer. He wasn't like a real farmer, but a small-time farmer. But, man, you talk about the comfort of mom, you know, being there. What a wonderful time.
Mom ran point for you between you and dad, between you and the school, between you and every possible bad thing. And Denise gets the you and school part, I know. But anything that came between you and a idyllic childhood, there was mom.
How right, nice. Right.
And we were lucky, too, because we got to know our great-grandparents.
Right.
At least many of us. We're lucky to have our
That's
grandparents
awesome.
And our great-grandparents.
Yeah.
So
I didn't get to know my great-grandparents. My parents had children later. They got married late in life. My dad was, was he early 30s when he was married? But my...
later in life.
Well, I don't know. All I know is that we only had the grandparents alive when I was born.
Okay.
The same with me. Mine were long gone, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I guess I was fortunate.
We're going to talk about a very expensive tree cut down situation. We're going to talk about the nanny's wrongful termination. We started to at the end of hour two. Henry Ruggs, the football player. What's going on there? We've got posting intimate pictures. India is moving forward on this. And so we're going to talk about what Delhi, India is doing about posting intimate pictures on the internet. McDonald's is sued. Guess what, guys? You're going to want to hear this one and what this is for.
Again.
And then he wrote about it in his diary. What did this individual write about in his diary that is absolutely bizarre. So those are the cases we're going to run through this hour. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. If you're hearing this on a podcast or later after we're 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday, you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Appreciate your support. You can go to all social media, and we post, not all the time, but we post at times, mainly our Facebook page is what we post to. But, Cal, why don't we just get rolling, the case or no case,
all right,
so I can lose.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Clarence James went across the pond and bought himself a beautiful German sports car. You can imagine the brand. He really didn't want to drill into the car's bumper to put an Ohio license plate on the front. So instead, he ordered a custom European-style plate. You know those big long ones? And you know how they attach those in Europe with stickers, no screws required. So he got himself a custom-made European-style plate with all the components required by the state of Ohio. It had the state flag on it. That's a requirement. It had the sticker. It had all the stuff that they want on the plates. And the law requires that the state issue you a plate with numbers and all of that information. So he's driving along, puts this on his car, on the front, and so far so good for 3 years. And then he gets pulled over for doing 67 in a 55, and he was given a misdemeanor criminal ticket for not having the appropriate license plate on the front of his car. So he said, no, he went and decided to get an attorney and to see if he could fight this in some way. He wanted to know if the Ohio State Police had a case or no case against him on the matter of the European-style license plate on a European-style car.
Well, yeah, I want to bring that up. Good question, Cal. Good, this is a good case or no case. The timing's perfect, Cal.
Why is that?
I was in L.A. this past week. And this car was weaving in. I'm telling you, it almost crashed. Everybody, this thing was just out of control. And it was a European sports car driving fast. And the back bumper, it had a European plate on it. It was like European. I'm like, are they not allowed? This is the first time I've ever seen a European style plate on the back. It was yellow and it was long lengthwise. It was just bizarre looking, but I guess they're allowed to do that. Is that true?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? And some people leave them on to show off, and this guy did not want the European plate. He wanted it to have the requirements of the Ohio plate on his car. So, Denise, you think, was a case against him valid or not? That's the real question.
You had mentioned that it had all of the stuff that Ohio requires on it, but was it issued by Ohio?
No.
Okay, that's what I needed clarification on. And then the question is, can he defend the misdemeanor suit, or is it a different case than the misdemeanor case?
No, this is the misdemeanor, was having an inappropriate or improper Ohio license plate on the front of his car. That's what the
It was on the front of the car, not in the back of the
car. Correct. But Ohio did have a front and rear plate requirement at that time.
Yeah, I get it.
So that's the case, or the no case. And I'll leave it to you.
Okay.
She's doing it.
She is.
I am trying to delay a little bit just because I'm trying to get my head around
it. You want to pass to me?
No.
I want to see
Denise squirm her way out of this one.
There's no squirming.
I like this one, though. I mean, I want that European sports car.
Yeah,
and
me too.
I want that. I want a big O for Austria. Okay?
Is it Porsche you're talking about?
You want O for Austria?
Or BMW.
I think it was a Mercedes. But anyway, it doesn't
Mercedes,
matter.
BMW. Yeah.
Listen to her stall. Yeah. Come on. It's like,
okay, dang it. I'm going to say no case.
Doesn't Austria start with an A?
Not in English. Yeah. In German, it's
right.
O.
Okay. All right.
All right, Cal, my turn?
Yeah, Fred, what do you think?
Here's the deal. Yeah. Whatever I think, I'm going to do the opposite. We're doing opposites today because I lose every time.
Yeah.
So I think this is not a case, but this is clearly not a case. But I'm going to go with a case, and the German sports car guy wins. That's just because it's the opposite of what I think.
Okay, fair enough. Todd Kunin, what do you think?
What did you say, Denise?
I said NC.
Okay. Case guy loses. Look, you cannot improperly display a plate. You have to, in the state of Ohio, if it's like California, you have to display the plate front and back, and it has to be the government-issued plate. You can't alter it. You can't do anything like that, and clearly he's in violation of the law. Case, he loses.
Well, you know what? I love it when you guys think about these cases. Sometimes you think about it just right. Sometimes you overthink it. So I'm not going to give you the answer.
I overthink it. We'll be back.
California, you don't have to have a front
license plate. Yeah, they do. We'll be back.
What do you think? We'll talk about that. I'll give you the answer and more right after this on Radio Law Talk. You stay right there, and we'll be back. We promise.
RadioLawTalk.com. You turn on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-559-6944. 800-559-6944. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-559-6944. 800-559-6944. 800-559-6944.
Attention. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, the IRS is cracking down by hiring 87,000 new agents to garnish your paycheck and put liens on homes and businesses. They can even seize your bank account. The IRS calls it enforced compliance, and now they have the manpower to get you. Penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily. So call One-Stop Tax Relief Shop and get the IRS off your back. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered.
Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533.
One-Stop Tax Relief has resolved thousands of cases since 2014 and saved clients millions of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. Get the IRS off your back.
Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533. One-Stop Tax Relief Shop.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop whining. Oh, come on.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Cal, I am so annoyed with case or no case when Denise is here because I always lose.
But she's happy. Losing.
All right, so the situation is we've got this German sports car in Ohio. The guy puts a plate on it that's a German plate. He supposedly, according to him, follows a lot of the, puts the number on it according to Ohio laws, according to him, what he thinks. Gets pulled over for doing 65 and a 50 in a 57, which is weird. Was it a 67
and
a 55?
Right.
And long story short, he said, look, and then he gets in trouble and gets a...
charged with a misdemeanor.
Misdemeanor for his plates. I said, it's a case, and he wins. Todd said, it's a case, and he doesn't win. And Denise said, no case. Cal.
And he tried to play lawyer with the police officer who pulled him over because he carried in his glove compartment a copy of the state of Ohio law, which requires that the state issue the license plate number and the plate, but there's no requirement that the plate sits on the car. It says he has to have an Ohio plate. He said, I carry the license plate with me in my car and the copy of the law. So if I got pulled over, I could say, here's my plate. I'm in keeping with the law. But I also have the number and the county and the seal, all that stuff on my form plate. So he took all of that to court, and the judge looked at him and said, what is going on? Are you? And then the judge said, congratulations, you win, sir.
Whoa, Fred did it. Exactly what I did. I did the George Costanza thing. I went against what my better judgment was, and I won.
So here's the moral of the story, according to this guy.
Weird.
If you're going to do something clever like this, know your law and pick your fights.
So he won because the law did not require the plate to be displayed in front
of the vehicle.
Right. He just had to have one.
All right. I'm not going to argue about points, but a subtle bone to pick. We specifically asked Cal if the state of Ohio required a front and back license plate, and he said yes.
Yes, it did at that time, but it did not require that one to be issued by the state. It required him to have it. He had the rear plate on the car.
Good job, Cal. I'm on your side.
In the car.
Don't worry, Cal.
But I know it's a technicality.
Yeah, it's a technicality. Whatever.
Here's what else.
Winner, chicken dinner.
What?
Want to know what else is interesting?
What?
What's that?
The next year, the state of Ohio waived the front plate requirement.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, that's that. Oh, did I mention he was in the legislature? Okay.
Interesting. Oh, you know, he's probably making a point or some sort. Okay. All right. Let's finish up on what we... Good job, Cal, because it's a great job because I won. Okay. Olivia Wilde and Jason...
Sudeikis.
Sudeikis. All right. They're not husband and wife,
no.
But I'm going to say together, and they have two children together, and there's a bitter separation and fight over the child custody, and Olivia Wilde is on stage talking about her new film, and she gets served papers. I mean, that's how brutal this is while she's on stage. And I actually, during the break, watched it. It was embarrassing. It's like, here you go, you're served. And she's talking like, oh, is this for me? And opens it up. And
it's like somebody giving me a script to review.
Yes, a script to review.
Yeah, that was in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Crazy that someone's doing that. And so their breakup, they had a nanny there. And their nanny of many years is now speaking out and claiming that she was wrongfully terminated. So what are some of the things that she's arguing and why she should be compensated? Do you guys know, Denise or Todd?
Well, she's arguing that once she has a right to free speech. She's the one that brought the suit against them. She was arguing that she's constructively terminated because it became so stressful when they broke up and her job became, debilitating to her because she not only had to take on, you know, the role of the nanny, but then she had to take on doing all of the tasks that Olivia Wilde did when she left, because Olivia Wilde completely moved away and left out of the home. And that's basically what she's claiming. So she's trying to say, I deserve more money.
And then she signed a DNA,
NDA.
NDA. She signed an NDA, non-disclosure agreement. But a lot of those don't hold up in California. Was this in New York or California?
No, that's the other issue here, is that she filed in California. However, all of her actions and everything else were done in New York. So Olivia and Jason are trying to get it dismissed out of California because it was brought in the wrong jurisdiction.
Yeah, and then she said that she saw an awful lot of stuff and was it stressed her out, right? And but she went out to the media and told them a lot of stuff that occurred, a lot of, you know, ugly stuff.
Yeah. You know, the thing about NDAs, and I know that especially in the state of California, they're heavily frowned upon. But, you know, I see a distinction here. There are two types of NDAs. One, we have reviewed NDAs where it's like one person, Tiger Woods is dealing with this right now, where he's dating somebody and he requires an NDA so you don't disclose the private things about our relationship, right? This NDA, the subject here, which I completely get if you're a celebrity hiring a nanny, is
right.
You don't go out telling people what you're observing about our private lives between us. Not what happens between me and you as the nanny, but you can't go telling people in tabloids about what's going on between me and my wife and my children, or me and my significant other and my children. And I see why you would want that protection. Why allow somebody into your life if they're just going to broadcast the details of your life to others?
I wonder if Amber Heard signed one of those for Johnny Depp.
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm just teasing you. Bringing up an old case, that's for sure.
Would have been a non-defecation agreement.
Oh, God.
We come back. William H. Macy is being sued. Why? He's, by the way, a wife of Felicity. The husband of Felicity, and he was on the movie Fargo, right?
Yes.
In the movie Fargo.
Yes.
So we'll talk about why he's being sued.
Is he the guy who ended up in the chopper? That's right, he is, isn't he? Yeah.
No. He is not the one that ended up in the wood chopper.
Oh, okay.
That was the co-henchman. That was
the other guy.
No, the guy with the funky tooth.
Yeah, that guy. Well,
him.
Right. We'll be back.
Didn't mean to put Todd to the test. We'll be back. Hold on.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books now.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its sick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny and Associates, we are experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to Penny and Associates.
USA News Update. Two top Republicans are visiting Iowa today, former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Trump will be holding a rally in Des Moines, while DeSantis will speak at a GOP fundraiser in Cedar Rapids. President Biden is delivering the commencement address at Howard University today.
We're living through one of the most consequential moments in our history, with fundamental questions at stake for our nation. Who are we? What do we stand for? What do we believe? who we be.
Biden also reminded graduates that he tapped one of their own, Kamala Harris, to become the first black vice president. Some migrants who crossed the border seeking asylum have been given court dates in Chicago and Florida in 2032 and 2035. Since they've been admitted to the U.S. and given court dates, they can get work permits and stay in the U.S. until their dates come up in court. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am living again and loving it. Start living.
Are you serious?
Not really.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Well, we got William Macy is being sued for $600,000. By his neighbor, Pierce Brown. Now, this is in Los Angeles. And apparently, Mr. Macy, they're claiming, knowingly and intentionally, cut down some trees of his neighbor. The issue is, the point is, they're suing for $600,000. It's not that, okay, you can sue because they cut a tree down, but $600,000. The defendant, the plaintiff, Pierce Brown, is claiming it's a decades-old mature pine tree. Dang, pine trees are a pain in the rear. Who wants one of those
things? Yeah, they're dirty.
They're dirty. They got stuff all over. It was probably the best thing that ever happened to that guy's property. He's probably going, hey, we finally got rid of the pine tree. Wait a minute. Let's sue. You know, I'm telling you, you get a Jeffrey pine. What's called a Jeffrey pine? They're the worst. And they, oh, my gosh. And I'm sorry, I'm just not a pro pine tree person in your yard. You know, I like pine trees, but not in your yard.
And they're not worth that much, even if it were lumber.
Yes.
Pine is the cheapest lumber.
Yeah, they also claim he damaged the workers that he hired damaged their gates.
Yeah, but is that $600,000? No, what they're arguing is it's loss of property value, which it and the quiet enjoyment of their property. You know, you took a tree down, all right? I mean, I don't know. I'm just, and again, I'm a plaintiff's lawyer, so I'm you know, on the plaintiff's side usually. But this loss of privacy on behalf of Mr. Pierce Brown is causing an increase in noise as well as emotional distress, irritation, and annoyance and discomfort.
Yeah, it's because serious stuff.
That's very serious stuff with that tree coming down.
Well, you know, George Washington faced a similar loss.
Oh, he did. That's true.
It was a cherry tree.
A cherry tree. Enjoy,
you know, the loss of enjoyment of cherries.
I felt Ben Franklin went flying a kite, said, here, George, hold this key for me.
Yeah, give it a shot.
I could see it if they cut down 200-year-old heritage oak or something that's been in the yard forever, or some big, massive redwood that's been there for, you know, 1,000 years. This is an old, this is not even an old, decades, what, 20, 30-year-old ugly pine tree? I don't know, man.
you haven't seen it. It might have been fantastic.
I don't like pine trees in the yard.
Good thing you're not on the jury.
I know. Well, no, I'm going to get on the jury. Hey, send me there. I've got it. You win. Here's 50 bucks.
Were the judge to look at that, Fred, and say, you know, this is a stupid case.
Get No, the jury gets to hear it and see it. I've got pine trees on my I cut down 2 pine trees because they were so bad for, I mean, they're just the and I have oaks, beautiful rolling oaks. They're so bad for the environment, at least they were that the needles were killing everything.
Yeah, but you can't in Sacramento County at least cut down oak trees. I know.
Well, it depends where you, Sac County. Depends though if you're a farm or all that type of stuff.
Look how cute those are.
Are those pine trees?
There's even a pine Christmas tree.
Is it a Jeffrey pine? Oh, wait a minute. You're saying you can cut down a Christmas tree, but you can't cut down this tree? Maybe, you know what? I think William Macy needs to argue it was his Christmas tree.
Well, except for it was on the other neighbor's property.
Well, that's true.
Okay, and that's tree discrimination, if that were true.
That's true. That is tree discrimination. $600,000 for a pine tree.
That's some kind of tree, Fred.
That's a beautiful tree, but
that pine tree costs $111.
Okay, all right, let's give him the $111.
And that's an expensive one.
All right, well, there we are, Los Angeles. There we are. For all the people in Ohio that are listening to us and people out in, you know, Iowa and saying, well, these people in California are crazy, right? So the X-ray, this is sad. So Henry Ruggs III was one of the top, and for the Raiders, he was first-round draft pick in 2020. And this guy is, and this happens a lot of times with these guys who become NFL players. They just don't make smart moves. They do things that are not smart. And he gets a new Corvette, and he's driving 156 miles per hour in the general Las Vegas area. And he hits this Toyota RAV4, which are the small, little tiny SUVs. It's small. Because you think, okay, the Corvette, but he hit her at 156 miles an hour.
Oh, God.
Here's the really sad, scary thing. And those, you know, plug ears if you don't want to hear this, and it makes you. But the lady in the Toyota RAV4, her name's Tina, was in the RAV4, and it caught fire, and she was alive, and she burned to death. They couldn't get her out.
What a horrible
situation. Yeah. And what a tragic, and her dog Max was lost. What a tragic thing for my understanding, what I've read about her, a wonderful, wonderful gal. But he is now, obviously there's going to be some civil cases, but it's now coming out that he has officially pled guilty. He had a, ready for this, Todd, you know more about this, 0.161.
That's twice the legal limit.
That's a lot.
Yeah. That's a good amount of alcohol in your system. And, you know, he was looking at up to 50 years.
Right.
And entered a plea. And by the plea deal, the state of Nevada does their sentencing really differently than California and other jurisdictions. But the state of Nevada, he's looking at 3 to 10 years. And the reason there's a range is the 3 years determines when he is going to be first eligible for parole. And obviously he was in custody for a little bit, and now he's been in pretrial home confinement, and if he gets credit against his sentence, all of that racks up before he's sentenced, but when he hits 3 years of total credit, that's the first that he would be eligible for parole. Doesn't mean he'll get paroled, but he can be paroled at any time between 3 and 10 years.
The drinking thing is just crazy.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, I mean, people, I think, listening to this, I'm one of those that say that human life is only worth 10 years. Really? That's it? That's
all
you got?
Well, it depends on the situation around it, too, right? If the guy just clearly made a mistake, he wasn't drunk, wasn't drinking, and, you know, wasn't doing 156 miles an hour.
That's what I'm saying.
Say he was doing 75. Then you're right. You should just, that person, you know, that was just not really that intentional, but completely hammered drunk at 156 miles an hour on the street, that's pretty, that's out of control.
And wasn't there a passenger in with him?
Yes, she survived. Yeah, but then the Corvette. And I've seen pictures of it. That Corvette is
just munched.
But they both lived, and we're going to see what happens. Yep. Here's a guy that threw it all away. I remember this guy when he was first round pick. This guy was going to make a lot of money.
Yep. And here's the thing, given when this happened, and if he gets the pretrial credits, he could be eligible for parole in the next year or so, once they add on all. I mean, he's been on a pretrial home confinement for a long time. However, before you completely, because I'm guessing, Cal, from your statements that you're not necessarily in agreement with this.
Well, if we're a relative of mine, I would be up there banging on the desk.
Oh, they were.
But as much as you said relative, the family was present at the hearing, and the attorney for the family made a statement that was approved of by the family and says, they said today, like every day, we remember Tina and Max. That's the deceased, and Max was the dog, and how they were taken from us that fateful night. No sentence will ever bring Tina and Max back, but we hope that everyone learns from this preventable incident so that no other families suffer like we do. Note that this does not say travesty of justice. We disagree with the sentence. It sounds like the family members were on board with the offer that was made to resolve this
case. Sounds like a very forgiving tone to me, which is certainly speaks to their character, I would say.
Right. Yeah. But boy, I talk about a set. It's just drinking and driving. That gets me because as we grew up, my daughters and our good friends, next door neighbors, their son was tragically at age 8 in the bicycle lane, run over and killed by a drunk driver.
Wow.
And he's out now. This was a long time ago, but the family still suffers, and my daughter still thinks so. That was her best little 8-year-old bestie friend, and sad situation. Okay, so don't drink and drive. We know that.
Yeah.
Okay, look, we're going to get into this McDonald's thing because I don't have time to get into it until we come back for the break. But McDonald's is being sued, yes, not for spilling coffee in the groin area, which, by the way, I know about that case, which was a $3 million verdict, was it, way back when?
Yes.
People don't realize there was what's called a remitter. And a remitter is the judge can determine if this was unreasonable by a jury, and they did, and I believe they dropped it to $300,000. There's been a lot of seminars on this case that I've read about, so that are legal seminars. We'll be back. We'll talk about chicken nuggets this time.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming up. If it's lunchtime for you, maybe nuggets, huh? We'll be right back as the show continues. Don't go away. Hold on.
Radio Law Talk Radio with Law. Fred Penny, Todd Kuhnin, and Denise Dunn.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Show me the money.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
All right, we got the McDonald's Hot Chicken McNuggets case in Florida. Believe it or not, the plaintiff wins. A jury found in Florida that they sued the franchisee and McDonald's for a child being burned by from a Happy Meal Chicken McNugget. And they found they actually split the decision as to who was at fault, whether or not it was McDonald's USA or whether it was the franchisee. They basically argued, the jury held that they failed to warn customers about the risk of the hot food. And McDonald's USA is liable for failing to provide instructions for safe handling of the chicken nuggets. Apparently, the facts that occurred was this lady pulled in with her two children in the back. She got the two Happy Meals, handed back to her daughter, who is she's seven now, and the accident happened in 2019. Last I checked, that's about 4 years old, mm-hmm. Probably around four. And she started screaming and saw the little burns, and she dropped the chicken nuggets on her leg, and they sued. Now, I'll just be straight up honest with you, man. If they called my office on that, I'd be saying, call the next guy. In fact, I'd probably give him the name of one of my friends that were former friends that I don't like. But I'm a little shocked about this, and I'm a plaintiff's lawyer, because McDonald's argues that that it has to be hot to avoid salmonella poisoning. And as they argue, chicken nuggets are not meant to be pressed between a seat belt and a person's human flesh. That's not something we foresee. Is take it and stick it between the seatbelt and your leg or your chest. So anyway, but they said, look, they should have trained employees. They should have warned them. What do you train for? Your chicken nuggets are hot. And Todd and I like we're chicken nugget guys. And,
yeah, I'm being suspiciously silent on this.
Yes, because they're saying it's supposed to be a higher temperature than necessary. You got to get those things hot for salmonella. You got to really kill stuff. But I don't know.
Well, I know that. Look, the first job I had, it was not at McDonald's, obviously, but otherwise I would have probably eaten them out of house and home. But I did work in a fast food place, and I do know that the regulations, like when you're running a fry station, which would be the same station where they cook the chicken nuggets, there is a protocol for how much time you allow after you remove them from the oil before you put fries or anything in a box and give it. And it's sometimes that protocol can be obliterated when you're in the middle of a lunch rush, you're trying to get people moving through and you can't wait and there was something behind. And so you are supposed to let them cool down before you give it to somebody before they can get those burns. But,
boy, I like it hot. You know. I like that.
Well, I think the problem here was the failure to warn.
What do you do?
They should have said, please know this is hot.
Yeah.
How will a two-year-old comprehend that and be able to use the warning?
The mother.
Yeah,
when the 2-year-old's not driving. Well, right. So when they give it to you in the drive-thru and gives it to you and says, hey, here are the nuggets. By the way, they're hot.
Careful, it's hot, honey.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You don't think that they're hot? There's a plaintiff's lawyer arguing, by the way. You don't think that that's not like there's a cliff, don't go over it? You know, isn't that the most obvious thing in the world? We're going to have hot food. Do you want the cold food? Which one do you want?
Well, there's hot, and then there's scalding, burning hot.
And then there's a 2-year-old, able to comprehend the gravity of the warning.
Well, all I got to say, by the way, I want to make sure I'm clear on the New Mexico 1992 coffee spill case. It was $2.7 million, and the remitter was down to $480,000.
Yeah.
So
right, and that was an older woman who put the coffee in between her legs. And then it spilled, and it
81. She was 81.
Third, 81, and it spilled, and she got third degree burns.
Yeah,
we got people putting McDonald's products between their legs, between their seat belts. Good heavens, it's so far beyond the intended use of the food.
It's food, people. Food.
All I got to say is this: I could talk in details about that McDonald's case from the spill of the coffee. One of the big issues was that if you read about it and study it, and what we did, because the legal seminars I read about it, was the McDonald's people were not very sympathetic and a little bit arrogant is the way.
Yes.
And the jury didn't like that.
Neither did the judge.
Yeah, neither did the judge. And so.
Yeah, the woman only wanted $20,000.
Yeah, $20,000. And so that's why the jury went off on him. But anyway, Denise, the girlfriend. Yeah, the diary. Let's talk about the diary.
Okay, James Ray, the third. He is a former Marine, but also currently an attorney. He killed his girlfriend. He shot her. And he wrote about it in his diary. But when he wrote about it in his diary, he wrote about it as it was self-defense. She pointed a gun at me first, and I was frightened, and I killed her. So he doesn't dispute the fact that he shot her and did the fatal shot. But he said he did it in self-defense. What's odd about it is then he had a daughter with her. He made arrangements for his daughter to go stay with his brother, and he told his brother what had happened, but only after his brother opened his daughter's suitcase, and he didn't know about it. And then the attorney fled the United States, ended up in Mexico, was about to board a flight to Cuba, which has a non-extradition policy to the United States, and he got picked up right then and there. And this is going to trial. And the first day of the trial, it starts to talk about his attorney said, we don't dispute that our client fired the fatal shot. We dispute how that was done. It was self-defense. Our client felt he was a black man in the United States. He couldn't get a fair trial. And then he tried to run. So it's going to be an interesting one.
And this is just getting started.
It's just getting started.
Where did this take place? What state?
New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey. Wow. Mm-hmm. That'll be interesting.
Well, yeah. You know, and I think about this. If your defense is he fled right after the shooting, mm-hmm. and because he didn't feel he'd get a fair jury, then the statements in the diary claiming self-defense and everything, as damning as they are to his case, the claim of self-defense seems to be undermined by those seem very self-serving statements. You kept him in a diary, and then we just happened to find the diary, and now you're claiming, oh, I was just talking to myself.
Yeah.
I don't know. Doesn't pass the smell.
I know it to be either. I thought
bizarre.
That was.
I'm sure a jury will see through that if, in fact, it is as phony baloney as it sounds, don't you think?
Todd, really quick. Posting intimate pictures on social media in India, what are they trying to do about this?
Don't do it. Yeah. That's essentially what India is saying. There's a case where some guy did it and he's being prosecuted because of pictures he posted of somebody that he had an intimate and she may have even been underage. And the court in India has now asked the legislature to develop a program to educate young kids, middle schoolers and high schoolers about the dangers of posting this stuff online. I used to do public service announcements and speak at middle schools to the parents of middle schoolers, telling them, look, your kids don't really appreciate risk. They're going to take pictures. You might want to think of twice before you give them a phone.
Yeah.
So, but India's cracking down on it.
Is it that quick take time?
We can do quick takes now. We've got a couple of minutes.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's just do our quick takes.
It won't be that quick. We have 2 minutes. Oh, all right. Go ahead.
All right. Can I do mine?
Yes. Now it's time for quick takes with his first quick take. Obviously anxious for it is our good friend, Mr. Frederick Penny. Go ahead.
Next time you cut down your neighbor's tree, make sure you cut down that ugly old pine tree and plant a bunch of nice little mandarin trees with oranges on it. So when they come to complain or sue you, say, but I planted some nice little mandarins for you. Aren't you happy?
Good one. That will stand up in court. Todd Kunin, what are your thoughts on this?
When the end of the earth did not happen on July 22nd of 2020, I wonder if Chad Daybell turned to his new bride, Lori Vallow, and said, in one word, oops.
Or if he said, oh, I'm glad I was wrong. All right, Denise, what do you think?
Well, it's been 2 long weeks since I've been here. And you know what that means, right? I forgot all about quick takes.
Awesome. We'll be back next week, 9 to noon Pacific time, every Saturday. I'm here loving this. Thank you for listening to myself, Todd, Denise, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We'll see you.
Don't forget Mom. Mother's Day's tomorrow. Have a great weekend.
I won't get away with that.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.